Today's daf is Nida daf Tes Vav. We left off in daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis at the two dots, the last two dots before the end of the page. On Yud Dalet Amud Beis, about 12 lines before the end of the page. The Mishnah had discussed if a woman finds dam after Tashmish, so how long after Tashmish does she have to find the dam in order to assume that that dam was there during the Tashmish, and therefore there's a chiyuv of a karban. So the Mishnah had said that if she finds the dam osyom, if she finds it immediately, so then she and her husband are both tame, and they're chayiv a karban, chayiv a real genuine karban chatos, because they know for sure that they had violated the avera. However, if she finds it achas man, Tmein misafek uptur mina karban, and the Mishnah had said, "What is achas man? The amount of time it takes to get off the bed and clean herself off, and then achar kach." She's metam beisle esrei and metam es bo'ala, but then we have a machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chamim whether she is in fact metam es bo'ala or not. So essentially in the Mishnah it's clear there are three periods of time that we look at. There's the immediate period, there's an intermediary period, and then there's a later period of time. There's really four, because at some point, meaning if she sees dam 2 days later, obviously it means absolutely nothing. She's still going to be metam beisle es even in the third period of time. So the immediate period of time is Mamish osyom, right away, that Hashamish Yotzev Eid Nichnas, that as soon as the Aver leaves her body, she immediately does sticks the cloth in that area to clean off. Then you have the next period of time, and then the third period of time is up until 24 hours later. So the Mishnah seems to define that second period of time as the amount of time it takes to get off the bed and clean herself off. So let's say, I don't know, 30 seconds, something like that. The amount of time it takes to get off the bed and clean herself off. So if it's between the 2 seconds and the 30 seconds, so then she's tamei misafek. If it's between the 30 seconds and 24 hours, then you go back me'es la'es midurabanan. So says the Gemara now, Ezu achazman, so the Mishnah defined achazman as the amount of time it takes to get off the bed and clean yourself off. Uriminhi, but we'll ask Astira, Ezu achazman, Pirish Rabbi El Azar, Rabbi Tzadok, Kadeshatoshit Yoda, Tachas Akar, or Tachas Akeses, Vititale, Vitivdokbo. The amount of time it takes for her to stick her hand under the pillow or under the cover, under the sheet, in order to grab a bedika cloth and to do a bedika with that bedika cloth. Says Rashi, Shatoshit Va'oda Bemita. But the assumption is she's still on her bed. Hakadeshe Teirid, Shiura Rabba, who? But if it were the amount of time to get off the bed, that would be a longer period of time. It sounds like the amount of time it takes to get off the bed would be the same as any other time within 24 hours. But this intermediate period of time is defined as the amount of time it takes to reach for an aid, to reach for a bedika cloth and do a bedika with it. So it sounds that we're giving a different shear than the Mishnah gave. So that's the question. So as the Gemara, Amar of Chista, my acher, Acher di acher. What does acher mean? When it says in the Mishnah, acher's man, the Mishnah is not defining the intermediate time period. The Mishnah is defining what's already in the third time period. If you see Rashi, my acher de ketani b'masnisin, ezu acher's man. What is the acher's man that it says in our Mishnah? Kedei sheteired. Lava acheros yom kai. When the Mishnah says that, it's not talking about the intermediate time period. What's right after immediate? To Tamei and Misafik. No. Ela Ezu Achazman, Shu Acher Oso Shal Acheros Yom. Shein Matam is Baal El Rabbanan El Rabbi Akiva Kedesh Shateirid. El Rabbi Akiva Kedesh Shateirid Vechule. When the Mishnah says, what is Acher? It means, what defines that third period of time where you have this machlokas Chum and Rabbi Akiva about being Matame as Boala? So that's what we're asking about. So the third period of time is Kedesh Shateirid Minamita to clean herself off. That's what the Mishnah was speaking of. Vakatani Allah nimsa, so says the Gemara back in the Gemara now, Vakatani Allah nimsa al shalali achazman, tamein misafik ptur mina karban, ezu achazman, kideshater mina mita vitadiach paneha, but doesn't it say beferish that that if she finds on her bedika cloth after la'achar zman, so it's tamei misavik p'tur min hakarban, which is the halacha about the intermediate time period, the second time period, and it defines that second time period as terim min amita v'tadiach paneha. So how can you say that when the Mishnah talks about terim min amita v'tadiach paneha, that's talking about the third time period? We see clearly it's talking about the second time period. Hachikamar. Now we have to add in a line over here. This is what it means to say. What is Acharzman? What is the intermediate time period? That's easy. The intermediate time period is what we defined in the Brisa over here. The amount of time it takes while she's still on the bed to reach over, pull out a bedikah cloth, and be bodik with it. But if you have a later time period, the amount of time it actually takes to get off of the bed and to clean yourself off, well, that's machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim. That's not the intermediate time period, that's the later time period. Frak the Gemara Vaha Acharkach Katani, when it says in the Mishnah, Acharkach, she's Matam Meis La'es, sounds like if she waits longer than the time it takes to go off of the bed is where there's a machlokas, but the amount of time that it takes to go off of the bed sounds like that would still be within the intermediate time period from the Mishnah. So hachi kamar v'zehu acharkach shenechlku Rabbi Kiva v'chamim. When it says acharkach, there's a machlokas Rabbi Kiva and the chamim. We're saying the time period we just gave is the acharkach that Rabbi Kiva and the chachamim disagree about. So essentially, so far the structure of the Gemara was we asked one question, and that is a stira between our Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah seemed to define the intermediate time period as the time it takes to get off the bed and clean off. The Braisa defined it as the time it takes just to reach for a bedikah cloth and do a bedikah. The Gemara is going to give two answers, but we only had one answer so far. The one answer is that Enochinami, those are two different time periods, that the amount of time it takes to reach for the bedikah cloth is the intermediate time period where you're going to be tamei misafek. The amount of time it takes to get off of the bed is already going to be considered the third time period, which is going to be subject to machlok Rabbi Kiva Chamim, whether it's mitame the boel at all, whether the boel has any sort of tumah, that's a machlokas in the third time period. That was all the answer of Rav Chista. Now the Gemara says, answer number two, seven lines from the bottom of the page, Rav Ashi Amar, that no, this is not a machlokas, it's not a stira. They're saying the same thing. They're both the same shear. Eid biyada kadesh termin and mita vetidiachas pedeha. Ein eid biyada kadesh toshidiyada tachsar kal, tachsar kes vetitale vetivdokbo. The Mishnah says the amount of time it takes to get off the bed because the Mishnah is assuming she's already holding onto a cloth. So then the amount of time that it takes to get off the bed is the same amount of time that it would take a woman who's not holding a cloth to grab a cloth and check herself. So the Brice and the Mishnah are actually saying the same exact thing. They're both defining the intermediate time period, not the later time period. Now, for Rav Chista, who said that it was talking about the later time period, he had to do all sorts of fixes in the Mishnah in order to make it that time period described in the Mishnah is the later time period. All that is avoided by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi says very simply, they're talking about the same exact time period. They're both talking about the intermediate time period. So says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom, Meisvei, Ezu, Acharzman. What is the definition of Acharzman? Davar Zeh, Shol, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, Lefnei Chacham, B'Usha. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik asked this Shaila to the Chacham min Usha, Va'amar Lahem, and he said to them, Shemek Rabbi Akiva, Atem Omrim, Shemitame Ez Bo'ala, that maybe you say like Rabbi Akiva, that she's going to be Mitame the Bo'al, Me'es La'es, and that's why you're worried about the Acharzman, that you think that any period that's considered the Acharzman is going to be the same as within 24 hours, and you're assuming that that's going to be problematic because you're assuming like Rabbi Akiva that it's even going to be Matamez Bo'ala. So Amrulo, they said back to him, Lo Shamanu. No, we never heard of, we just never heard of the Shir. It's not that we hold like Rabbi Akiva, we just don't know what the Shir is of Liachar Zman. We're just looking for what the Shir is. So Amrulahem, oh, Kach Pirshu Chabim Biavne. Lo Shasa Kadesh Terim Min Amitav at the Diach Espinel. Toch zman huze utmei misafik p'tur mikarbon v'chayevim basham talui. That if she has not waited long enough for the amount of time to get off of the bed and clean herself off, that's considered toch zman, and you're tamei misafik and p'tur from a karbon chatos b'chayevim basham talui, which means that's still considered the intermediate time period. Within the time of Terir Miramita and Tadiachas Panah, that's the intermediate time period. Now, the Mishnah never said Chayav and Basham Talui, but we already saw in the Braisa right before the two dots, the last thing we did yesterday was that the Braisa held that you're Chayav and Asham Talui. Braisa said explicitly that in this kind of case, it's enough of a suffix if you find Dam after immediately, but before the time it takes to get off the bed, that you're going to be Chayav and Asham Talui. But if she waited long enough to get off of the bed and clean herself off, then that's considered acharzman. And if she waits up until 24 hours or up until the next bedika, so the bowel is going to be, if it's less than 24 hours, the next bedika, it's machlokas tanakam and Rabbi Akiva, where tanakam is going to hold the bowel as tamei mishum maga only, but not mishum bowel nida. It doesn't have the status of a bowel nida. And Rabbi Akiva holds even as the status of a bowel nida. Rabbi Yehuda ben Oshel Yochanan ben Zakkai Omer Bala Nichnas Lehechol Lamaktir Ktores. Rabbi Yehuda ben Oshel Yochanan ben Zakkai says no, he's not tamei mishum anything, not mishum maga, not mishum bowel nida. He's able to go into the hechel and be maktir ktores. It's just a way of expressing. Sounds like it's just a way of expressing how tahar he really is. So says the Gemara now. So all of this was to try to prove a point. Again, we had a machlokas between Rav Chista and Rav Ashi. Is Tered Min Amita the third time period, or is Tered Min Amita the same as Yikachet V'Tekanechma, which is the second time period? So Bishlam Rav Chista, according to Rav Chista, that held that Tered Min Amita is the third time period, that's considered Liachar Liachrasman, Hainu Dimitari Rabbanan. I understand very well why the Rabbanan are Matahir. El Ravashi, Amay Mitari Rabbanan. But according to Ravashi, that Terir Bin Amita is the second time period, then why are the Rabbanan Mitari him from Baal Nida? The whole Machloka should be given the Rabbanan is supposed to be in the third time period. So the Chitema de Ein Eid Biyada, Hai Eid Biyada, Vein Eid Biyada Mi Baile. And if you're going to say no, because Terir Bin Amita is talking about a case, when did Ravashi say Terir Bin Amita is the second time period? That's if she already had an Eid Biyada. So then the amount of time of Terir Bin Amita is the same as reaching for an aid if she didn't have an aid biyada. So maybe the Terir Min Amita that it talks about over here, which is considered to be the third time period, the Liachar Liachar, is talking about where she's Terir Min Amita and she didn't have an aid biyada. So it takes longer. So if that were the case, then it should have expressed it in that way. It should have been Mechalik, not between did she wait the amount of time it takes Terir Min Amita or not. It should have been Mechalik between aid biyada and ain aid biyada. So Kasha, that's in fact a difficulty. So it seems to be, al the maskana, it seems to be we reject Ravashi, right? It seems to be that we have the sheet of Rav Chista, that Terir Min Amita is the third time period, not the second time period. The sheet of Ravashi, that Terir Min Amita is the same, as long as the Zayd Biyada is the same as reaching for a B'dika cloth, seems to be rejected. So because it seems obvious that we reject the sheet of Ravashi, the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, the Beis Yosef is bothered why it is that the Tur in Kuf Pei Zayin, Beis Yosef in Kuf Pei Zayin Aleph, right at the beginning of Kuf Pei Zayin, wonders why it is that the Tur, the Smag, the Mordechai, all paskin, that if a woman sees three times within the shear of Tered Mehamita, she's going to be Asura. She's going to be a Surah Labaila. Now, what does that mean? She sees three times. There is something called Roa Machmas Tashmish. Excuse me. If a woman sees Dam three times, right, as a result of having Tashmish, so the halach is she's a Surah to her husband forever. They have to get divorced. If that happens with several husbands in a row, then she's muhzekas to always be Roa Machmas Tashmish, and she's Naguna. She's never going to be allowed to get married. So what does it mean, Roa Machmas Tashmish? She's down. What's the reason for Roa Machmas Tashmish? Because we're concerned that every time she has Bia, her husband is going to be in violation of an Isser Karetz, because she's always becoming a Nida during Tashmish. So how long after Tashmish does the Dam have to come in order to make the assumption that she's Roa Machmas Tashmish? So one would assume it would have to be within the amount of time that we actually assume that her husband is a Boal Nida, right? That her husband is, that we would make that assumption. Yet, all of these Rishonim, the Tur, the Smag, the Mordechai, Paskin, if she sees three times within the shear of Tered Mehamita, she's asura to her husband. Now that's enough to consider it that she was roa machmas tashmish. Now according to Rav Chista, who says that the Mishnah, when the Mishnah says the shir of terim min amita is acharzman, that's the third time period. So according to the Chum, she's not metameis ba'ala during that time period of terim min amita. Rav Ashi says that the shir of this is when it's eid biyada, she's terim min amita is the same as toshid yada tach sakar, and that would be enough to be metameis ba'ala. So according to Rav Ashi, this psak would make sense. According to Rav Chista, this psak does not make sense. Frek the Beis Yosef, we reject Rav Ashi in the Gemara. So how can all these Rishonim paskin that if she sees within the time of Terim Min Amita three times, she's going to become a Rav Machmas Tashmish? What are you talking about? Terim Min Amita, we paskin like Rav Chista is Lachar Acher. That's not going to be Metameh Es Baala, according to the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the way Rav Chista understands it. And so that's the kash that Beis Yosef asks. So the Bach points out that we do find a lot of places in Shas that even where the Gemara leaves something as a kasha, nevertheless we pass in that way la halacha. Since there is some way to find a teretz to the kasha, the Gemara just didn't flush it all out. And that's why the Torah of the Smag and the Mordechai Paskin, that the Shir is Kedesh Terim Min Amita like Rav Ashi, even though the Gemara seems to be coming to a maskana, not like Rav Ashi, it could be that that really we do pass in like Rav Ashi. It happens to be Rav Kiv Eger in the Gilei Nashas is Mitzayin to Rashi, Dibra Maskal Halchi Kamar, to be on Rashi, Dibra Maskal Kamar, to be ma'ayin in Rashi l'kaman samacham beiz dibra maskel baila ba'asham talui. Why? What does Rashi say over there? He says the shir to be metame is baila is k'desha tisha b'k'desha terim me'amita v'tadiach paneha. And that's what Rashi writes in Yumad of Vavam Nalav as well, dibra maskel el ba'acher. Now according to the Gemara over here, that should not be correct. That should be inaccurate, because that's only according to Rav Ashi, and we reject Rav Ashi over here. So you see, even Rashi throughout Shas stuck with the shita of Rav Ashi, even though the Gemara seems to have rejected Rav Ashi over here. So that's what the Bach says. Sometimes we seem to reject the shita in the Gemara, but nevertheless that shita remains in halacha. And that's the Rav Ashi shita is one such example. That's the Bach's understanding. Lecha Mishnah in Hilchos Shkados, Parakei Halacha Vav, is Miyashi the Torah in a different way. He says, really, we paskin like Rav Chista. We said the B'kdeisha Terim Min Amita is Tahora. Yeah, says Lecha Mishnah, that's if it happens once. But what was the halacha that the Torah, the Smag, and the Mordechai brought this up? What was the context of that of where they brought this up? They brought this up in a case where it happens three times in a row. So if it keeps on happening three times in a row, all within this shir, so now we're choshesh that it's happening because of the bia. And when it happens because of the bia, it's very likely that the da, it's like a strong indication that the dam is already there earlier. I mean, if it just happens once, so it was an accident, something happened right after the bia. How soon after the bia? Okay, this was long enough after the bia that you don't have to assume her husband is tummy mishimbo al nida. But if it continues to happen during this very small time frame, so then we assume that she's already being roa machmas tashmas. The Lecha Mishnah goes on to say that it could be that we just paskin, that they paskin like Rav Ashi, but even though the Gemara leaves it as a kasha, because the Gemara only says kasha, doesn't say tiyufta, but he says he'd rather say this way. He'd rather say that we're passing like Rav Chista, like it sounds from the Gemara, because it leaves Rav Ashi as a kasha, so it's much easier to say this way, to say that we're passing like Rav Chista, not like Rav Ashi. It's just that over here we're talking about if it happens three times in a row, so if it happens three times in a row, that's more of a reason to assume that she's roa machmas tashmish. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Rabbi Yehuda b'Rosh Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai Omer, Bala Nichlas Eichel Maktir Ktores, that her husband is so tahor, he's even allowed to go to the Beis Hamikdash be Maktir Ktores. So V'tebukle Davin Nogeb Meisle Shabinidahu. Wait a second, isn't he at least okay? He's not Tamei Mishum Boel Nida, but shouldn't he be Tamei Mishum Maga Nida, that he was he touched a woman that within 24 hours found out that she was a Nida? So Damar Kishamai, Damar Kolanashim Dayin Shaitan. Sorry, who Damar? Kishamai. He holds like Shammai, who holds that Dayan Shaitan, that there is no such thing as Me'isle Shevinida. Right? And that's why it's not a problem. V'tebukleid av Balkeri, but at the very least, he just had Tashmish. So if he just had Tashmish, that means that Shechva Zera came out of his body. So doesn't that make him a Balkeri? So how can he go be Maktir Kedores? So B'shalo Gomer B'yaso. So you have to say, now the case is, he never was Gomer B'yaso. So never the Shechva Zera never left his body, and therefore it's not going to be a problem of a Balkeri. So we take this literally, that Rabbi Yehuda actually holds, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda ben Rosh Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, actually holds, he could even be Maktir Ketoris. If you find the dam so much later, it could even be the husband's even allowed to be Maktir Ketoris. He's not Tamei at all. Now, the Pnei Aryeh, one of the Achronim, has an interesting diuk that I probably never would have caught. He points out, L'chora, there's some extra words in the description of how Tahor he is. Once you say he's allowed to go into the Heichal, well, if he's allowed to go into the Heichal, you're saying he's Becheskas Tahor, that he's completely Tahor. So what exactly are we adding when we're saying that he can also be Maktir Ketoris? If he can go into the Heichal, he can be Maktir Ketoris. No? So what's it adding? So the Pnei Aryeh suggests, very sharp, he says that Tosos writes previously that Tumah Me'eseis Shebenida is more chamor than any other Safek, and it's to the extent that it's even going to be Tameh in a Rishus HaRabim. That normally when you have a Safek Tumah, so Safek Tumah Rishus HaRabim is Tara, Safek Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh. Me'eseis Shebenida, we're even going to be Metameh in Rosh Hashanah. That's what Tosfos wrote in the very first daf, in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. And therefore, if we were to just say that the husband could be Nichnas LeHeichal, so there would have been room to argue, yeah, because the Heichal is Rabbim Mitzuyim Sham. There's so many people there, it has a din of Rosh Hashanah. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's allowed to go, because it's Safek Tum of Rosh Hashanah is going to be Tahar. But when he adds that you could even be Maktir Ketores, where there's a Mefurish Mishnah in Kelim, that at the time of the Aktores HaKetores, Porsche Matzibur Mimakom Aktara. Everyone would leave, except for the person being Maktir the Ktores. Place would empty out. Now it no longer has the status of a Rosh HaSarabim. So you're saying that he's Maktir Ketoris, you're saying that even in Rosh HaSayachid, we're going to be Mekel and say that he's Tahar. That it's not only a din in Safek Tum Rosh HaSarabim, that we're even, he's so Tahar, we consider him to be so Tahar, that even Rosh HaSayachid, we would allow him to be Maktir Ketoris. That's the extra Lashon of Maktir Ketoris. That's the Diuk of the Pnei Aryeh. I thought it was a very sharp Diuk. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Umodim Cham Rabbi Kiva Baroah Kesem. The Chamar Moda to Rabbi Akiva, if you're Roa Kesem. That was at the end of the Mishnah, that Metame is Baal, that the Baal is going to be Tame if there was a Kesem that she found. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Lema Freya, Rabbi Meir, he, Ushmul on Mikanel Abav Rabbanon, he. So Rav says that this is talking about Lema Freya, and we're assuming like Rabbi Meir is Machmir and Ksamim, that we saw in Daf Hey, that Rabbi Meir is Machmir and Ksamim, where Shmuel says, no, Mikanel Abav, and we're assuming like the Rabbanon. So Mikanel Abav, she, obviously, Mikanul Haba, you're going to say that, what's the moda? Well, of course, everyone's going to say that it's Tamei Mikanul Haba. She found the Kesem. So, of course, she's going to be Tamei Mikanul Haba. The husband touches her. The husband is Boel her. So, he's going to be Tamei. So, says Marna, Mal de Tema, Hol Me'es Leis Drabanan, Uksam Drabanan. I might have thought to compare the din of Me'es Leis and the din of Tumas Ksamim in general. Since they're both dinim Drabanan, I would have thought as follows. Ma Me'es Leis Lamatamez Boelah. Just like Me'es La'es is not Metame the Boel, so Af Ksamim lo Metame is Boela. That Ksamim also, even Mikanul Haba, after she finds a stain, but it wasn't a Bedika cloth, it wasn't a Re'iyah with Hargasha, it was just a stain, I would think it's not strong enough, it's not potent enough to be Metame her Boel, to be Metame her husband when he's Boel her. Kamash Malan, therefore, comes to tell me, not so. That even though Me'es La'es is not going to be Metame as Boela, Ksamim are Metame Boela. So says Gemara Veima Hachinami. Why? Well, it sounds like a pretty good comparison, right? They're both Tumas Drabanan. So if Meis Leis is not Metame's Boela, why should Ksam be Metame Boela? Answer Gemara, Hasam Ein Shor Shachal Tufanecha, Hacha Ye Shor Shachal Tufanecha. Difference is whether there's a slaughtered ox in front of you. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Ein Shor Shachat De Et Malo Chazai El Siyag Bialmahu. When we're talking about Meis La'es, you're talking about when he was Boel her 20 hours ago, let's say, and she didn't find the dam till right now, right? So at the time that he was Boel her, there was no indication whatsoever of any sort of problem. So in that case, we're going to say she's not going to be Metameh as Boelah. But over here, we're dealing with a case, by a kesem, we're dealing with a case where right now she sees there is dam. She doesn't know where it came from, she doesn't know how, she's no argasha, no badika cloth, but she sees there is dam. So there's shar shachat afanecha, there is a clear issue in front of you, there's a clear problem in front of you. So now we're going to say she's going to be metame as ba'ala. That's how Rashi understands the chiluk between ain shar shachat afanecha and shar shachat afanecha. The Ritva explains a little differently. The Ritva says that it's dafka by tumas meis leis, where she's not going to be metame as ba'ala, that's called shar shachal defanecha. Rashi understood Tumas Meis Leis is ain shar shachal defanecha. That's where there was no indication of anything wrong at the time of the bia. Says the Ritva, no, Meis Leis is called shar shachal defanecha. Shar shachal defanecha doesn't mean there's a problem. Shar shachal defanecha means things are good, because a shechted shar is good. Right, if it's a nevela, if it's a trefa, that's a problem. But a regular shechted shor, that's fine. Meaning the isha is becheskas tara, like a shor shachut, that's becheskas heter until you prove otherwise. And that's shor shachut lefanecha. But by tumas ksamim, ain't shor shachut lefanenu, meaning it doesn't have a cheskas tara to be somech, to be metaher. Right, you have to. So which shita fits better, Rashi or the Ritva? So how did the Gemara say hasam? Ein shar shachal lefanecha, hacha ye shar shachal lefanecha. What's the hasam and what's the hacha? So, our sugya has been about me'eis le'eis shabenida. So it would seem that the hacha is me'eis le'eis. The hasam would be about ksamim. So hasam ein shar shachal lefanecha. Ksamim is a case of ein shar shachal lefanecha, where there's no shar shachal. It sounds much more like the Ritva, right? Hacha yeshar shachal lefanecha by tumas meis leis is where everything's okay. That sounds much more like the Ritva. That is yeshar shachal lefanecha, not like Rashi. Okay. Good, and we have this machlokas Rabbi, the same machlokas we have between Rav and Shmuel, whether we're talking about the Mafrei or we're talking about Mikan Laba, you have that same machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, that when we say that the Baila is gonna is that Modim Chacham, that by a Roa Kesem, that the Baila is gonna be Tameh, that the Baal is gonna be Tameh, Mishum Baal Nida, whether that's Mikan Laba or the Mafreya, so that's the same machlokas Amoraim we have come up twice. Okay, new Mishnah. Now, all women are assumed to be ta'ora to their husbands. Husband comes home, minaderek comes home from the road, from whatever trip he was on, so he has a right to assume that his wife is becheskes tara. The Shev Shmeitza and Shmeitza Gimel Perek Yud Beis says that this is a kash on the Marit. The Marit writes that a chazaka asuya l'shtanos has no status of chazaka whatsoever, and therefore nida never has a chazaka. Now our Gemara is going to say that this Mishnah is talking about an isha she'in leveses, and isha she'in leveses is like a mikveh that's huchsak to always have less and less water, that the water is like slowly seeping out of, because she already was a nida, and she one day will be a nida again, and it could happen at any time, and nevertheless we still assume that there's some level of cheskas tahara, even though it's clearly chazaka asuya lishtanos. So Shev Shmeitzer says, you see from here that even a chazaka asuya lishtanos has some sort of status of chazaka. So says Gemara, the first line the Mishnah said, this was a very short Mishnah, two lines, right? And it's repetitive. First line says, all women are becheskes tara lebalein. Then the next line says, ban min aderech l'shein lebecheskes tara. Isn't ban min aderech included in all women? So lamed in the Mishnah, ban min aderech. What are we adding when we say ban min aderech? So salkatay techamina hanimili hechati isi b'masa derami anaf shobadka. I might have thought, when is a woman becheskes tara to her husband? That's if her husband's in town, where the woman is conscious of the fact that her husband's around, and therefore she's going to be bodik, and she's going to always be checking to make sure that she's not in nida. Aval hechat alasa b'masa derami. But I would think if he's not in town, it's not on her radar. She's just not thinking about Bia. She's not thinking about being Tahora Labaila. So maybe she shouldn't be Vecheskas Tara. Kamashmala therefore comes to tell us that she is Vecheskas Tara. I'm Reish Lakish. Mishum Rav Yehuda Nesia. Reish Lakish says the name Rav Yehuda Nesia. Right, Rav Yehuda Nesia was a great grandson, I believe, of Rav Yehuda Anasi. He's not Rav Yehuda Anasi, even though Rav Yehuda Nesia means Rav Yehuda Anasi, but that's the way we distinguish between the different members of the family, is one we call Hanasi, one we call Nesia. So Reish Lakish says the name of Rav Yehuda Nesia. V'hu Shabba Matzu B'tochi Me'eu Nasa. Now, what is it that we're going to assume that she's Tahora? That's if he still came within the days of her Ona. What does that mean, within the days of her Ona? It says Rashi, Lamid Yom L'Ri'iyah. It's only if he came within 30 days of the last time she saw Dam, within the Ona Beinness. But you can't leave town, come back 45 days later, and assume your wife is still Tahora. Because obviously she became a Nita at some point in the middle. So only if you come within the 30 days of Onasa. That's how Rashi says. The Ritva, however, has a phenomenal Chiddush that Achron discuss to a great deal, but they don't quote it from this Ritva. It turns out that it's really a Ritva. The Ritva writes that when we say B'tochim Eonasa, it doesn't mean just Ona Beinness of Lamed Yom. It means, let's say you have a woman who's kavua to never see less than, let's say, 32 days. She always sees 32, 35, 37, 34. 30. She doesn't have Ves kavua because she doesn't know when she's going to see, but she's kavua not to see less than 32. She never, ever sees less than 32 days. So B'tochim Eonasa means you come within that time period where you're certain that it's not her time to see. That's a major chiddush, that even a woman who doesn't have a ves kavua, there is such a thing as kavios not to see prior to that time period. Okay, so because that's the discussion in the Achronim. What if a woman, you have a woman who's kavua never to see less than 32 days? Does she have to do bedikah and unabatedness? Does she have to worry about unabatedness? Do you assume that's called a vesis kavua, not to see an unabatedness? Or do you assume no? Unless she has a ves kavua, we always have to assume that she may be starting to establish some sort of pattern like a regular woman, like an average woman, which is 30 days. So the Ritva seems to assume nothing to worry about at all if she's kavua to see at such large intervals. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Am Reish Lakish Mishum Rabbi Dunasiya Vushaba Matzah B'Tochim Eonasa. Am Rav Huna Lo Shanu Lo Shein La Vesas. Avli Yesh La Vesas Asul Shamish. That's only if she doesn't have Vesas. But if she does have Vesas, then you can't assume B'Cheskas Tara. Yeah, it's also to be Mishamish. So Klapi Laya, what do you mean? It should be just the opposite. Adra B'Ibcha Mistavra Ein La Vesas Ein Mechazai. If she doesn't have Vesas, she could have seen at any time. Yesh La Vesas Vesas Kavila. But if she does have a Vesas, can't you assume that she's just going to follow the Vesas and therefore she's Tahura? So Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. So you're right. That's not the way to formulate it. What we mean to say is as follows. Amravuna lo shanu el shlohi gia shas Vesta. That's only if it's not yet the time of her Vesas. Then you could assume she's Becheskas Tahura. Avali gia shas Vesta Asura. But if you come back to town after her shas Vesas, then she's assumed to be Asura. Kasavar Vestos Doraisa. We're going to get into this more tomorrow about Vestas Rabban and Vestas Araisa, but we're assuming that there's a halacha l'moshe misinai that she's becheskas tuma once she reaches her Vestas, even though you don't know that she saw any dam, she's becheskas tuma. Rabbi Rechama Amar Afilu Giyashas Vestas Nami Mutaras. Rabbi Rechama will say, even if it's a Giyashas Vestas, she's still going to be Mutaras. Why? Kasavar Vestas Rabbanan. He holds me to Rabbanan, the Chacham require Bedika on the Yom Vestas, lest she see dam. But it's not going to make her huchzak as becheskas tmeya just because it's the shas vesta. Vestas are only midrabanan, and when we say they're midrabanan, Rashi explains it just means they got to do bedika b'shas vestas. So Tosfos asks kasha the bottom Tosfos tema heich muteres harminim b'shuos parakbezul kaman parakisha asral b'nei sol shiur for shum nashasei and samach levestan. What do you mean? She's muteres to her husband. He comes home after the shas vestas. She's muteres to her husband. He filled vestas rabanan. Even if vestas are rabanan, there is a requirement according to everybody to be porish minash say in some of the vessels. You're not allowed to have tashmish at the time of the Vesas. So even if Vesas Rabbanan comes home, he better verify that she's not Tameya. No, doesn't this fly in the face of the Yisra Tashmish? Now the case we're assuming is he didn't come home right after the Vesas, he came home 7 days after the Vesas, which gives her plenty of time, even if she did see Dam, to go through her 7 days of Nida and be Toveles. That's when we're assuming that she is Becheskas Tara. That suffix that maybe she was Tovelas is Motsi Midei, the suffix that maybe she was Roa. If you assume Vesos HaDrabanan, it's only a suffix that she was Roa. It's not a Vadai that she was Roa Dam. And since it's only a suffix, the suffix that she may have been Tovelas will solve that suffix. But if you assume Vesos HaDaraisa, that is considered Huchzak that she's Roa Dam. So we consider that more like a Vadai, and then the suffix maybe she went to the mikvah would not be sufficient. So that's why it's Tali and Vesos HaDaraisa, Vesos HaDrabanan. Rav Ashi Masiyachi, bottom line, it has Vav Amaral. Ravashi Masniyachti, Amar Avuna. Ravashi Torah follows. Amar Avuna lo shanu ela she'ein la veses liyamin. That this whole discussion you could assume is she's becheskas tara is when she doesn't have a veses for a certain amount of days. Eli yesh la veses liyamin l'kvitzos. She only has a veses for a combination of yamim and kvitzos. Since in order for her to see Dam on her Vesas, she would have had to have done a kfitza, she would have had to have done some sort of action, so you have the right to assume she probably didn't do that action, and therefore maybe she didn't see Dam, and that's why even though she has a Vesas to see every 30 days when she jumps, let's say, so you have the right to assume maybe she didn't jump, and therefore she's not Tameya. Avli yesh lo vessels liyamim asru l'shamish. But if her vessels is a straight up vessels liyamim, she sees dam every 30 days, and you came home on day 31, so then she's going to be Tamei. It's asru to be mishamish or kasavra vessels daraisa, because we're assuming vessels are daraisa. Rabbi Rachano amar afili yesh lo vessels liyamim muteres. He says even if she has a vessels for a certain amount of days, she's still going to be muteres. Kasavra vessels drabanon, because we hold he holds vessels only drabanon. Amr of Shmuel Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Isha sheyesh lo vessels bailu mechashiv yimei vesta uba'alah. So Rav Shmuel Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan says, even if a woman who has a vessels, her husband can cheshbin out the yimei vesta, meaning he can cheshbin out when she was supposed to see dam, and whether enough days have passed since she was supposed to see dam for her to get herself tahora, for her to go through the 7 days of yimei nida and get to a mikvah and become tahora, and then you can be boel her. That's how Rashi says in the second, in the third line of the page. Mechashiv yimei vesta im sha b'derech shuv yam achar vesta da'ach shuv amedas b'yam sheyicholu lihitoher afilu igia vesta amrinu tav levein tzarech l'shoala. Doesn't even need to ask her. As long as it's been 7 days since the day she was supposed to see dam, he has the right to assume that she made herself tahora, that she went to the mitzvah. Amrei Rav Shmuel bar Yevel Rav Abba Amrei Yochanan afilu yalda de b'ziz l'mitbal. Would you say it the same thing even by yalda who's b'ziz l'mitbal? So two things we need to define. What is a yalda and what is baziza? Right? So this is machlokas Rashi Tosos. Rashi says yalda means a very young girl. Baziza means she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed to be tovel until you encourage her to do so. Meaning, so the question the Gemara is asking is, you want to tell me that if you're mechashiv, you may vest up, you think in your mind I'm coming home more than 7 days after the time she was supposed to see them. Yeah, so Mustama, she's tahora, I could be boel her. What about you know that you're married to a girl who's very embarrassed about going to the mikveh, and any time she goes to the mikveh, you always have to encourage her. A very young girl, she's not comfortable with it yet. So you have to always encourage her, you have to always be mefayis her, and promise her things to go to the mikveh. So can you make the assumption that she went on her own in that case? That's how Rashi understands. Let's see the Gemara's answer, and we'll see how Tosfos says. Samalei, atu vadei rasam yamar Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, who said we're talking about a case where she was vadei ro'adam anyway? Emer dam Rabbi Yochanan, savik rasa, savik la rasa. The whole case was where she may or may not have seen dam. We don't know that she saw dam in the first place. Vimtim saloma rasa, ema tavla. And if she did see dam, maybe she was taveles. Ava vadei rasa, mi yemer de tavla. But if she was vadei rasa, say nachinami, we would not be able to assume that she was taveles, because havali savik vadei, vein savik, motzimi de vadei, because it would be a safik and a vadei, and a safik can't be motzimi de vadei, meaning it would be a vadei rasa dam, safik whether she was taveles. So then regardless of who the woman is, we would never be able to assume that she was taveles. That would only be a safik, ein safik, motzimi de vadei. So yeah, even by Yalda, where it's a suffix, where it's a stronger suffix, whether she was Toveles, but we still don't even know that she saw Dam, so that would be good enough. That's how Rashi understands. Tosos, however, if you look in Tosos in the third line, V'rach mefarish, v'chein Rabbeinu Tam, afil Yalda de bezizel mitfel pirish, Yalda means Yoledes. Doesn't mean a young girl. It means pirish shaholida. And what's beziza? Beziza doesn't mean embarrassed. It means umefachedes. She's afraid. Lit bol toch lamed. Kedam perg mefanim. De basra of chista tavla toch shloshim leleda v'cholsa. That apparently if going to the mikvah within 30 days of giving birth could have, who knows what kind of infections and open wounds she had still from the leda. So she was afraid in terms of her health. That's what we're asking. That even the Yoledes, would you make the same assumption about a Yoledes, that if enough time passed for her to go to the mikveh, that she must have gone to the mikveh as well? Because after all, she might be afraid to go to the mikveh. And he says, "V'hashta asi shapir damle vaday rasa miyam Rabbi Yochanan imkin Yoledes afil lo haisa doeges litbal lo yater Rabbi Yochanan the safik tvila ein omosi miday vaday rasa." That's why the Gemara answered, "No, don't bring me a case of Yoledes." Ein ochinami. The Gemara's answer is that by Yoledes you cannot assume she went to the mikveh. Why not? Because she's a vadei rasa, she's someone who's vadei tamei, so the suffix tefil is not going to be motzi midei the vadei yoledes. And then he just proves that buzz is a lashon of pachad. So Tosfos says the whole shak levitari of the Gemara differently based on the taich of the words yalda and buzzes. The yalda means yoledes and buzzes means afraid. It doesn't mean embarrassed. Okay, right there in the Gemara now. So said the Gemara had mentioned that if it was only a suf, if it was a vaday that she had seen dam, then the suffix that maybe she had been tovelas would not be enough to address that vaday and to solve the problem of the vaday. So frankly, more below, is it really true? Ain't suffix motzi mide vade? When you have a vade problem, is it really true that a suffix solution doesn't suffice for a vade problem? Vatanya, we have a brisa. Chaver shemes v'niach mugur malei peros afiluim b'nei yaman harei mecheskas misukanin. If you have a talmud chacham that dies and he leaves a basket full of fruits over, and he doesn't leave any instructions about that basket of fruits, even if they're just within one day of being picked, we have the right to assume that trumas and maestros have been taken care of on that basket. Now wait a second, over here it's vadei tevel, you know that this fruit is tevel. Suffik musar, suffik ein musar. It's a suffik whether maestros are taken from it or not. And the suffix is still going to be able, the suffix solution, suffix of Trumas Maestros being taken, we don't know for sure that he did, is going to address the Vaday problem of Tevel. So don't you see that a suffix can be Motsi Midei Vaday? And the Gemara, Hasan Vaday Vaday. No, that's a Vaday and a Vaday. Because Rav Chanina Chazah, Dam Rav Chanina Chazah, Chazaka! It's not just a suffix. Chazaka! Al Chaver, Shayna Motsi Midei Chazah, Dadav Shayna Masukan. We know that a Chaver takes care of things right away. And he would never let something leave his hand without being misaken it. So it's chazaka, it's not just a suffix. The Ibai is saying a suffix for suffix who. Or you could say that, no, maybe it's a suffix and a suffix. Ukadaroshia, meaning, who says that it's a vadai teva? Who says that it's tevel in the first place? Maybe we're assuming like Ravoshia. Dom Ravoshia, Mara Madam Altavuaso, Umachnisa Bemotshala, Kadeshate Behemto Ochel, Subturmina Meiser. That a person could do our Rama and bring his grain in to his house while it's still in its kernel, while the kernel's still in its shell, in order to be potter from Meiser. Not do the Gemar Malacha until it's already in the bias, and that way it will be potter from Meiser. And why would you do that? In order that the behemoth would be able to eat from it. Says Tosfos, Dafka behemaso, Kedipir Shakuntras, the Kalmash Yochelos Mikri Arai. The reason the behemoth is allowed to eat from it and not the person is because any achila that a behemoth does, no matter how much a behemoth eats, has a status of achilas arai. Aval adam asumid rabbanon lechel achilas keva. But there is an isur drabbanon for a person to eat an achilas keva. Even though it never really became tevel, it's still asumid rabbanon for a person to eat achilas keva. V'chein mashm tosefta and tos brings rayas to this. The Tosfos HaRosh, however, quotes from Rabbeinu Ephraim. Tosfos HaRosh is on the page over here. Quotes from Rabbeinu Ephraim over here on the bottom of the page that when the Braisa says Behemaso can eat, it's Lav Dafka. Even the Bailam himself, even the person himself, can eat an Achilas HaKeva. Wait a second. What about grain before Rias Pnei Abayis, where it's not really Tevel yet? So the halach is clear all over Shas that a person is not allowed to eat an Achilas Keva from something that was not yet Roa Pnei Abayis. So why, now that it's Roa Pnei Abayis, should it be Mutter B'Achilas Keva? Sounds like it's against all the Shas. How could the Tosfos HaRosh say something like this in the name of Rabbeinu Ephraim? Rabbeinu Ephraim has a lot of Shitos that are very, very unique. This seems to be one of them. So says the Tosfos HaRosh, the name Rabbeinu Ephraim, we could be Mechalik. That Dafka B'Makom, that it still hasn't entered into the house, where it still could come to one day have a Chiyuv of Trumas HaMaisos Tal Raisa, if it ever has Rias Pnei Abayis after Gemar Malacha, that's where the Rabbanan are going to make a Takana, that you're not allowed to eat an Achilas Keva. But when it comes into the house before the Gemar Malacha, and the Gemar Malacha happens in the house, where it will never come to Chiyuv Daraisa, so then the Rabbanan were never goes in such a situation, and it's Mutter Lachal, even in Achilas Keva. So when the Braisa says, Behemaso Achelas, the only reason it says that is because Kolzman that it's in the Motz Shela, Kolzman that it's in the shell, no one would eat it other than a Behema. But it's Lav Dafka about a Behema, even a Bailum could eat Achilas Keva. That's the Rabbeinu Ephraim against both Rashi and Tosfos over here. Okay, Mirtz Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with more Ain't Solving Motzimi Dei Vadai, and then we'll get into Vestos, Vestos Araisa, Vestos Rabbanim.